them kind of animals that sort of look like horses, I guess, and that you'd plow with would be called?
A mule.
And if you had two of them hitched together, you'd say you had a...
Double mule. Two mules or two, or a horse and a mule. Sometimes they plowed them that way.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call that a team or a pair?
Yeah, team or pair.
What would you say?
Well, now if it's two like it, it'd be a pair. And if it's one of a kind, it'd be a team, I'd say. Because it wouldn't be a lot. But if it's two mules, you see, that's a pair.
Uh-huh.
Or two horses, that's a pair.
Uh-huh.
But if it's one of a kind, I guess you'd call it a...
If you had one horse and one mule, you say it's a team?
I guess you would.
Okay. And the kind of animals that you ride would be called?
A saddle horse, I'd call it.
And the female would be called a...
She'd be called a mare.
And the male?
He'd called a horse.
Any other names for him?
Yeah, they call him, sometimes they call the old man horse a stallion.
Mm-hmm. Was that word not very nice to use? Or?
Well, it's all right. You see, ain't you seen on these pictures where they have these wild horses and they call them stallions?
Uh-huh.
I guess it's proper.
But when you were growing up, did they say it?
Well, we didn't see too many of them wild horses.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of nasty to call a he-horse a stud.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly.
And, you say everyone around here likes to, what, horses?
Likes to ride them.
Okay,
if they ride.
Last year he, what, his horse every day?
He rode it every day.
And you say, but I've never...
Never rode it either.
And, say if someone couldn't stay on the horse, you say he fell...
I said 30.
Okay, so you say he was thrown...
Thrown on the dirt.
Or he fell... What, the horse? He fell
from the horse or the saddle.
Uh-huh. And say if a little child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, I guess I must have.
Well, he must have fell off of the bed.
And the things that you put on the horse's feet are called?
Shoes.
And the game you play with those is called?
Horseshoe.
And did you ever see a game similar to that, only played with rings instead of horseshoes?
I never did.
What about the parts of the horse's feet that you nail the shoes onto?
You nail on his hoofs.
And so you say you take the shoe and nail that onto
to the hoof, where it won't hurt his foot.
Uh-huh. And people around here have sheep much?
Sure don't. I don't know none in Columbia County.
Uh-huh.
There's some way down in Bradford County, but they're not over here. If anybody's got any of you, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Do you know what they call the female sheep?
I don't believe I do.
What about the male sheep?
A ram. But I don't know what they call them. What did they call the little nanny? No, that's a nanny. Is a nanny goat.
Mm-hmm.
What did they call them? I don't even know.
Did you ever hear you or yo?
I don't know whether I did or not. Oh, I heard them called lambs.
Uh-huh.
Little lambs.
What if,
the little babies.
Mm-hmm. What do people raise sheep for?
For the wool.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good to eat, too.
You said people in Bradford County? Where's Bradford County?
Well, this is Columbia Union in Bradford, going back southeast of here.
You lived in Bradford County for a while?
Sure did.
Was that when you lived in Stark?
Yeah, Stark's in Bradford County.
How old were you when you moved out there?
Oh, let's see. I'd have to count it up to see. I moved there in 1930.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'm somewhere in my 30s. I don't know just what.
And how long did you say you lived there?
We lived there from 1930 to 1954, last day of 54.
So you lived there 24, 25 years?
Yeah. My son still lives there. He didn't come back with me. He's married and stays there. He run Winn-Dixie store over there till he retired.
And the thing that you put the... well, you know, on hogs,